Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The site of the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem is a Jewish sacred site, not an Islamic sacred site. That's the headline. Maurice Hirsch comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me ask you about supposedly this third most sacred spot that is to be in Jerusalem, there at the Dome of the Rock, supposedly the site where Muhammad rode his horse Barak into the seventh heaven. Is it really truly a Muslim sacred spot, the Dome of the Rock?
As we know, it's been common practice for the Muslims, really around the world, but particularly in Israel, we saw it, that sites that used to be Jewish religious sites were then adopted, and the whole nature of the site had been changed. So the Temple Mount, which was the predecessor where Solomon's Temple stood, where then the Second Temple stood for hundreds of years, and was destroyed by the Romans, the Muslims came along 600 years later and decided to build a mosque on the site. The Muslims do see it as a religious site, and they do tend to have the belief that it's the third most religious site in Islam. The more important question is this just solely a Muslim religious site, or does it have relevance and sanctity also for the Jews? And the answer to that is 100% yes. This was a site which, if you read literature from even from the Muslim Supreme Council in 1925, that describes the tourist walk around the Temple Mount, and it says that the identity of the site with Solomon's Temple is unequivocal. Now, this is something which the Palestinians do not accept. They constantly use the term that this is the fake temple, this is the invented temple. They try to deny any type of Jewish history on the site, in the site, when really they know that the only reason there is a mosque there, the only reason there is sanctity to the site, is because it was built on the ruins of the Solomon's Temple, of the Jewish temple.
Maurice Hirsch with the details about the Dome of the Rock and its sacredness to the Jews and not the Muslims. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The report by Maurice gave us insight into a sacred piece of real estate on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem where the Dome of the Rock is located. That piece of real estate, which belonged to Ornan the Jebusite, was sold to King David, as recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 18 to 30. Then King Solomon built a temple on that site, 2 Chronicles chapter 3, and Jesus will build the Messiah's temple, the millennial temple, on that same spot in the future. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...